Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. This is the TWiT News special number 402, recorded Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Apple's iPad event. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to a early morning start for another Apple event, except it's not an event. It's a viewing party. Joining me right now at the viewing party, Micah Sargent. But we are waiting for Apple to start feeding their May event, which I guess is going to be an iPad event, right?
What is it, oatmeal and grits this morning from Apple?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like they're experimenting with different time zones.
Yeah, this... I've heard it through the rumor mill that New York is the place to be when it comes
I've heard that.
In-person stuff. So given that, I think that this is tuned for the East Coast.
Yeah.
We've seen that before with some of Apple's education stuff.
And for the Scary Fast event, they did something similar?
Yeah, they did. They did. Now, I have also heard rumors that this might be a rather short event. So that
yeah, Gurman's saying 25 minutes, which is fine with me. I can go back to bed.
that'll work for me too. We are of course expected to see the introduction of at least a few new iPads today. But I don't know what else to expect other than I'm curious, Leo, going into it, how much do you expect not machine learning, but AI? Those two letters to be mentioned during this presentation at all.
It'll be equivalent to the number of times 5G was mentioned a few years ago when the new iPhone came out. Remember they made all that big deal about 5G and then never mentioned it again?
Yeah, it was that one event and they even had somebody from, what was it, AT&T maybe, one of the carriers. Yeah, and then never again. 5G.
I don't think AI is going to be like that. I think AI is going to be a constant drumbeat for some time to come. Definitely. This will also be a pencil event. That's pretty clear. In fact, it's the first time I can remember Apple showed an actual product in the invitation and hand holding the Apple Pencil. So I think that we're going to see pencil and two iPad Pros, a Pencil 3. The question will be, the only thing that will be, you'll get me gasping, is if they do an M4 processor. And I think that that's the rumor, and I think that's the rumor because there is going to be an AI push, and the M4 is their AI-focused chip. In fact, the big difference in the M3 and the M4, besides the process node, which is kind of inside baseball, although significant, it's a new TSMC process node, but the big difference will be the number of machine learning processors in there, co-processors. So we'll watch with interest. M4 OLED screens, iPad Pro 11 inch and 12.9 inch. That would be the kind of conservative thing. And then a Pencil 3. I'd love to see an iPad mini, but you know, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd like to see an iPad mini as well.
We're waiting for the video to start. We are now at 10 a.m. Eastern time. I wouldn't want to be Doc Rock right now, getting up very early in Hawaii to watch this. He's going to join us for Mac Break Weekly in a few hours. You, me, Doc Rock, and Andy Iannocco. Jason Snell mysteriously disappearing. Don't know why. Alex Lindsay also mysteriously disappearing. Don't know why. I think they're going to different things. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think so.
The other thing we're watching with interest is that the whether we could buy these right away. Now, the good note on that is the Apple Store is shut right now.
Yes,
so that usually means updating.
They're working on something, so.
But it may be updating to say new iPad coming soon. We don't know.
All right. Well, it's 7:01 according to my clock behind me. So.
How can you be late on a pre-recorded event?
Let's get rolling.
Come on. I have enough of the drawing. Let's do a show.
Let's get rolling with the good morning. Of course, we're seeing the Apple logo rendered in loads of different art styles.
Yeah, this is basically the invite right there.
Here
we go. We're going to the Apple campus.
Again, being drawn up on
Do you think they'll rotoscope Tim Cook today?
Yes, he's going to come to us as a full illustration.
Here he comes through the rainbow. Oh, nope, we're going over the rainbow.
We're swapping between the two.
Where are we going? No one knows.
Good morning.
It's like a roulette. This must be what it feels like to be a roulette ball.
We have a huge day of announcements ahead of us, and it's all about iPad. In fact, this is the biggest day for iPad since its introduction. But first, I'd like to give you a couple of quick updates. In February, we shipped Apple Vision Pro. This revolutionary new product is unlike anything that came before it.
Not surprised to hear him start
now
by talking about
Apple
Vision Pro.
Now that it's out in the world and people are experiencing its phenomenal
And we sold exactly how many we thought we would, okay? So knock it off.
Done with Apple Vision Pro. Porsche is building brand new spatial experiences across the company, from reimagining track experiences to training service
You're
technicians.
Actually standing in front of the car, you
showroom
don't
of the future.
Need a Vision Pro.
Dr. Tommy Korn at Sharp Healthcare is using Apple Vision Pro to improve surgical eye care through simulation, analysis, and optimization. And award-winning film director John M. Chu is using Apple Vision Pro to oversee the editing and visual effects for his upcoming film, Wicked, from the comfort of his home on a giant theater-sized screen. These are just a few examples of the incredible ways Apple Vision Pro is already making an impact in our customers' lives. In March, we shipped the amazing new MacBook Air. With the power of M3, it puts even more performance and capability into the best thin and light laptop. Our users are loving
it.
In fact,
MacBook
Air is now the world's best-selling 13-inch laptop. And
this is really the recognition that this is an ad.
Laptop.
Oh, wow, they got both 13 and 15-inch.
Now let's turn our attention to iPad. There's no other device like it. iPad is powerful, portable, and incredibly versatile. In classrooms around the world, iPad is helping students and teachers bring their lessons and learning to life. From architects to engineers, iPad plays a critical role in helping them get their most important work done in entirely new ways, no matter where they are. For artists, designers, and musicians, it provides ways to take their ideas and creativity further than ever before. And with its incredible performance, powered by Apple Silicon and the world's best displays, iPad is an amazing device for playing games and enjoying entertainment. It's this incredible versatility that defines iPad. And today, we have some huge updates across the iPad lineup. So here's John to tell you more.
No more of the weird, sketchy stuff. As we move across California to a suburb.
There's the Caltrain. Oh, that's BART. Sorry.
Let's kick things off.
He's on a BART train.
iPad Air is designed to deliver advanced features.
Air. Pioneered we weren't sure if they'd
Pro
have a new Air.
Make them available at an even more affordable price. That's why a wide range of users rely on it to do so many different things, like college students who use GoodNotes and Apple Pencil from the classroom to the dorm room. Entrepreneurs who use QuickBooks for their small business while on the go using 5G. Creators that rely on
5G?
The performance of iPad Air and iMovie to produce
they got 5G in before AI.
And all types of consumers who use it to catch up on a hit show like Palm Royale or have a blast with friends in a game like PUBG. The combination of a high-resolution display and the phenomenal performance of Apple Silicon and its colorful, portable
design. I
gotta
talk to Alex. Is this a simulated BART train?
Makes iPad Air so versatile for
so many. It's
gotta
be.
Well, today, we're excited to give all these users even more of what they love with a new iPad Air. And here it is.
I don't dance, I just float. Oh, two sizes for the iPad Air. That's interesting.
It actually is squared off like the iPad Pro. So kind of a new look.
For the first time ever, iPad Air comes in two sizes. A redesigned 11-inch Air and a spectacular, all-new 13-inch Air.
Interesting.
And here's Melody to tell you more.
I'm thrilled to tell you all about the new iPad Air. Let's start with its brilliant liquid retina display. Users love the portability of the 11-inch form factor, which is perfect for tasks like jotting down notes while working on a project. Some Air users would prefer an even larger display for more room to work, learn, and play. So, inspired by iPad Pro, where about half the users choose a larger screen, we created a 13-inch model of the new iPad Air as well. The 13-inch Air has 30% more screen real estate than the 11-inch Air. The larger display gives users more space to express their ideas in apps like Freeform, or to see more participants in a video call on Zoom. It also provides more space to view multiple apps using Split View in iPadOS. And both displays have the same advanced features, so all your content looks absolutely gorgeous. We've also redesigned the iPad Air to put the front-facing camera on the landscape edge. And it features Center Stage, which uses machine learning to automatically keep everyone in the field of view. So it's perfect for connecting with friends and family over FaceTime or joining a video conference while using a keyboard. The new Air features landscape stereo speakers with spatial audio, so it sounds great.
You're in a library.
And the 13-inch model has even
better. I'm not sure what library it is. I'm thinking it's Cal. Might be Stanford.
The new Air comes in four finishes, a new blue and a new purple, as well as a beautiful starlight and space gray. And its durable design uses a 100% recycled aluminum enclosure. Air users also love how quickly they can get things done. So we're stepping up performance in a big way with the incredibly fast M2.
M2. Okay.
M2 is a powerful chip that's improved in a number of ways
so
over
this is
M1.
Maybe the old Pro.
Faster
GPU, new package.
And much faster neural engine. And when combined with faster memory bandwidth, the new Air is nearly 50% faster than the previous Air with M1 for all types of productive and creative tasks. And compared to iPad Air with A14 Bionic, the new Air provides up to an enormous 3 times faster performance.
Than two generations
ago.
Users
can create faster than ever in Affinity Designer 2 to promote their business.
You know, it's 400 times faster
like
than a horsepower
Zenless
tablet.
Zone Zero, or the visually stunning Assassin's Creed Mirage. With M2, the new Air is also an incredibly powerful device for AI. It's blazing fast for powerful
AI.
Machine learning features
First
in
AI.
iPadOS, like visual lookup, subject lift, and live text capture. Or for the ML Enhanced tool in Photomator, which uses AI models trained on over 20 million pro images to improve your photo with
great.
A single click. We're thrilled to amp up performance with M2. Amazing accessories expand what's possible on iPad Air. The new Air works with the Magic Keyboard, with its built-in trackpad, backlit keys, and terrific floating design. And of course, it supports the amazing Apple Pencil, so users can express their creative ideas in remarkable ways.
So that looks a
lot
like...
With M2 under the hood, the new Air supports Apple
Pro.
Pencil Hover
Pro,
for greater
right?
precision, letting you preview your mark before you make it.
Kind of...
It probably
so
is the same
the
one.
New
I
iPad
bet it's
Air.
Very similar. Maybe
now
not
available
thick.
In 11-inch and 13-inch models, powered by the incredible M2 chip and featuring a landscape front camera and faster
Still
Wi-Fi.
Touch ID.
It's interesting AI didn't even make it to the quilt.
More powerful and versatile than ever. Now back to John.
The new Air is awesome. It meets the needs of so many users in so many ways.
But
and both models feature double the starting storage, which is now 128 gigabytes. We've also expanded the number of storage options by adding 512 and 1 terabyte. And
nice.
Even with all these upgrades, we're thrilled that the new 11-inch Air still starts at just $599. And
Good.
The 13-inch
wow.
Air is just $799. That's a remarkable value for a device with so many advanced features and capabilities.
I think that's good.
You can
that's
order
good.
The new Air today, and it'll be available next week.
All right.
Now,
that's
let's turn our attention
closed.
To the next
still
chapter
closed, by the
of
way.
iPad Pro.
The next
there we go,
chapter.
iPad Pro.
Here we go.
Oh, secret shortcut.
They love this stuff.
They do.
Back to the lab with you, John.
All
iPad Pro pioneers our most advanced technologies and pushes the limits of what iPad can be.
Most advanced technologies.
And it empowers users to push the limits of their productivity and creativity as well. Users like illustrators who use Procreate to produce their next masterpiece. And 3D designers using SketchUp to conceive their most ambitious projects. Of course, it's not just for pros. iPad Pro is for anyone who wants the ultimate iPad experience. It's the combination of the world's best displays, the extraordinary performance of our latest M-series chips, and advanced connectivity and accessories in an ultra-portable design that puts iPad Pro
in a class by itself. Boy, that looks like a laptop almost, doesn't it?
Well, today, we're not only going to push the limits of what you can do on iPad, we're going to crush them.
Crush the limits.
A 4 M 4
Sometimes when I'm down
AI generated.
Oh, they're literally
AI generated. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh no.
I have a feeling that all of this is going to get compressed out into the
No. This is worse than the trash compactor on the Death Star.
Not the statue.
Angry Birds. It's all in there. Yep.
Those cameras.
That's hysterical. Hydraulic press.
Emoji.
Come and follow rainbows, I am told.
Clever.
Ooh, black.
All I ever need is you.
Is that Cher?
Wait, was there a camera bump at
this
all?
Is
that Sonny and Cher?
Impossibly thin, incredibly powerful iPad Pro. It has a stunning new design.
Yeah.
Breakthrough new display, outrageous performance, and amazing accessories. Let's get started with its stunning design. We've always envisioned iPad as a magical sheet of glass. And with this new design, that vision is brought to life more than ever. The new Pro comes in two sizes, a new super portable 11-inch model and a new expansive 13-inch model. And both are unbelievably thin.
They're calling it 13, not 12.9. I noticed that with the Air, too.
And the 13-inch Pro is an incredible 5.1 millimeters thin. Compared to the previous iPad Pro, the difference is striking.
Wow.
The new iPad Pro is even thinner than the iPod Nano, which makes it the thinnest Apple product ever.
Oh, my God, Johnny Ive is so happy.
The 11-inch model is less than a pound, and the 13-inch model is nearly a quarter pound lighter than its predecessor.
That's pretty cool.
iPad Pro comes in two great finishes, silver and space black, both with 100% recycled aluminum enclosures. And it's just as strong as the previous design, despite being so much thinner. Just holding it in your hands is an unbelievable experience.
But that's not going to stop YouTubers from bending it.
Let's talk about its breakthrough new display.
Here we go.
With the new iPad Pro, we wanted to give customers an even more remarkable visual experience.
Oh.
And we did just that by bringing OLED to iPad for the very first time.
Yep,
with OLED technology, the pixels generate both the light and the color for unparalleled precision.
What?
However, for the light and the color in iPad Pro, a single OLED panel doesn't generate enough brightness to deliver the XDR performance iPad Pro users expect. So we developed a state-of-the-art display that uses two OLED panels and combines the light from both to deliver phenomenal full-screen brightness.
Huh.
This technology is called Tandem OLED, and it's a
Tandem OLED
iPad Pro. The new Pro can support an incredible 1,000 nits of full screen
brightness
again. For both SDR and HDR content, and 1,600 nits of peak HDR brightness. No other device of its kind delivers this level of display quality. And because Tandem OLED technology enables sub-millisecond control over the color and luminance of each pixel, the display and the new Pro takes XDR precision to a whole new level. Specular highlights in photos and video appear brighter. Blacks are deeper and more true. And there's more detail in shadows and low light than ever before on iPad.
Which is a great
even more responsive
photo
to content and motion.
Yeah, that's what I'm most interested in.
Everything you view on this display will look amazing. And we're
it's a reference
it
display.
The Ultra Retina XDR.
Ultra Retina XDR.
And it's coming
XDR
to both models. So now both sizes of iPad Pro feature our most advanced display technology. HDR images of the night sky with details in the shadows and pinpoint bright stars are rendered with stunning precision. Beautifully captured HDR photos of gorgeous landscapes look incredibly vibrant. And getting drawn into a movie is a truly extraordinary experience. It's like holding a cinema right in your hands.
Killers of the Flower
Moon. This display not only delivers breakthrough visual quality, it's much thinner and lighter than the previous one, enabling the striking design of the new iPad Pro. And for pro users working in high-end, color-managed workflows or in the most demanding ambient lighting conditions, we're excited to bring a nano-texture glass option to iPad Pro for the very first time.
Alex will be happy.
Nano-texture glass is precisely etched at a nanometer scale, maintaining...
But that's the one you have to have a special cloth for.
...for even less glare. With all these amazing features, the Ultra Retina XDR display is unquestionably the world's most advanced display. Now let's talk about performance. iPad Pro has always used incredibly advanced Apple Silicon. With M2 and the current iPad Pro, it already delivers class-leading performance.
For the new beyond anything your iPad apps would need.
Extremely powerful M3. But stunning design and breakthrough display required that we make the leap to the next generation of Apple Silicon. And here it is.
You called it.
They're doing M4. Or, as we call it, Tandem Ultra MXDR.
Introducing M4. That's right. The new Pro jumps from M2 all the way to M4 to enable its amazingly thin design and game-changing display while delivering a huge leap in performance.
Bob Sokoler says, want to guess the price?
No.
$1,800.
With that the most advanced display they have, oof.
I know. This is going to be more than a laptop.
M4 represents another big step forward for Apple Silicon. To start, M4 is built on second generation 3-nanometer technology
that's
even
node.
More power efficient. This was essential to deliver incredible performance in the exceptionally thin and light design of iPad Pro. And M4 also features an entirely new display engine designed with pioneering technology that enables the stunning precision,
tandem
color,
OLED
and brightness
support.
Of the Ultra Retina XDR display. In addition, M4 brings phenomenal performance.
I'm going
to
say $1,499 base.
It has a powerful new CPU and builds upon the next generation GPU architecture debuted on M3. The new CPU with up to 4 performance cores and now with 6 efficiency cores, all with next generation ML accelerators, delivers up to 50% faster
definitely
CPU
distinguished from the desk
M2
from the laptops
in the previous
desktops.
iPad Pro.
Just in the number of cores.
The next generation 10-core GPU architecture includes powerful features like dynamic caching and brings hardware accelerated mesh shading and ray tracing to iPad for the first time. So games like Diablo Immortal look fantastic, and pro rendering apps like Octane will flat out fly. With up to 4 times faster performance than M2. And we've added these architecture and performance improvements while maintaining our industry-leading performance per watt. M4 can deliver the same performance as M2 using just half the power. That's a tremendous gain in performance per watt.
That's fascinating.
And perfect for the thin and light design of the new Pro.
So much hardware for so
little software.
When we compare
it to the latest PC chip in a thin and light laptop, M4 can deliver the same performance using just a quarter of the power.
Tim Cook likes the iPad.
That's the amazing power-efficient performance lead that Apple Silicon provides. Another way Apple Silicon leads the industry is with the Neural Engine, which the industry calls an NPU. The Neural Engine is an IP block in the chip dedicated to the acceleration of AI.
I think they're going longer than 25 minutes, I hate to tell you.
Is just starting to add NPUs to
some 20 minutes in. Still no pencil.
We've been including our industry-leading neural engine in our chip for years. And now, with M4, we have our most powerful neural engine ever.
16-core neural engine.
Capable of an astounding 38 trillion operations per second. That's a breathtaking
38 tops
times
is pretty good.
Faster than our first neural engine in the A11 Bionic. Together with next-generation ML accelerators in the CPU, a high-performance GPU, and more memory bandwidth, the Neural Engine makes M4 an outrageously powerful chip for AI. It can do amazing things even faster, like easily isolate a subject from its background in 4K video with just a tap in Final Cut Pro.
Wow.
Holy.
In fact, with this level of performance...
Was that real time, really? Wow.
...is more powerful than any neural processing unit in any AI PC today. So that's M4. It's built with cutting-edge technology...
That's M4, NBD.
...that enables the breakthrough design and stunning display of the new Pro and delivers a giant leap in performance. With M4, iPad Pro widens its lead as the most powerful device of its kind. Now back to John.
The new iPad Pro wouldn't even be possible without M4. And despite its much thinner and lighter design, we've also substantially improved its thermal performance. By incorporating graphite sheets into the main housing and copper in the Apple logo, we've been able to improve thermal performance by nearly 20%.
Every time I buy one of these, I'm saying, well... I guess someday the software will need this.
And faster than the previous iPad Pro with M2. And up to an astounding 10 times faster than the original iPad Pro. Now, bringing iPad Pro to life is iPadOS, with a number of advanced features that empower pros to do even more on iPad. With reference mode, iPadOS can precisely match color requirements for tasks like color grading, where accurate and consistent image quality are extremely critical.
This is actually a market for them.
Stage manager support for multiple overlapping windows and external displays allows advanced
users... Grading is always done on OLED displays, usually from companies like Sony.
iPadOS also has advanced frameworks like CoreML that make it easy for developers to tap into the Neural Engine to deliver powerful AI features right on device. And users can find thousands of these powerful apps on the App Store. Pro apps unleash the incredible capabilities of iPad Pro. Apps like Shaper 3D enable users to design in CAD with Apple Pencil, or ZBrush, which brings game-changing 3D modeling and sculpting. Our own Pro apps for iPad unleash the remarkable capabilities of iPad.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've found
Pro
a market
well.
For this.
Yeah.
Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro launched on
Certain
iPad last
professionals
year
can work
and given artists
better
the ability to
in this
create
than they
in
could
completely new ways
on a Mac or something.
And now, only a year later, both apps are getting huge updates.
Oh, cool.
Introducing Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro, and Logic Pro 2. To tell you more, here's Will.
That kind of makes sense. They need the software. They really do.
Final
We've
Cut
come to
Pro
this rock
and
climbing
Logic
wall.
Pro for iPad. We're redesigned from the ground up for touch.
Is that Apple?
So seasoned Mac users extending their workflows and next generation iPad creators could get even closer to their content. And today we're unveiling amazing updates that take creativity to the next level. Let's start with Final Cut Pro, which lets you record, edit, finish, and share professional videos all on iPad. With the new iPad Pro and M4, it absolutely screams, with final rendering up to 2 times faster than M1. The latest version introduces an incredible new feature to speed up your shoot called Live Multicam. It transforms your iPad into a multicam production studio and puts you in the director's chair. Live Multicam enables filmmakers to connect and preview up to 4 cameras all at once, all in one place. Creators can remotely direct each video angle and dial in exposure, white balance, focus, and more. To support Live Multicam, we created
an
entirely
new camera
app
on
for
the
iPhone and iPad. And we call it Final Cut Camera.
You connect other phones.
Final Cut Camera allows users to easily connect multiple iPhones or iPads to capture additional angles during a live multicam.
You know, the camera on the iPhone is pretty good.
Or record professional videos with precise manual controls as a free standalone app. Final Cut Pro automatically transfers and syncs each live multicam angle so you can seamlessly move from production to editing.
Wow.
New external project support now offers creators the flexibility of editing projects directly off a drive, leveraging the fast Thunderbolt connection of iPad Pro. Editing and finishing.
It's really interesting
is
how they're shifting Pro users
with support
to the
up to
iPad.
4 times more streams of ProRes RAW than M1. color grade, apply multiple effects, and render graphically intense timelines even faster.
Who aren't maybe as tied to their PC style devices. I don't know.
Final Cut Pro 2 transforms iPad Pro into a more powerful production studio and opens up entirely new video workflows. Logic Pro for iPad turns things up for music producers. Designed for everyone from emerging to established artists, Logic Pro for iPad has delivered the entire studio
experience.
So you're
going to want to get the 4-terabyte model for sure.
Logic Pro 2 is so exciting, and it's smarter than ever. Today, artists find the drummer feature in Logic fantastic for adding drum performances to any song. Now, Drummer is getting some new bandmates in a feature we call Session Players. We're introducing an all-new bass and keyboard player, and like Drummer, they're built using AI. Simple controls that you dial in the perfect performance. Next, let's talk about effects. While Chromaverb simulates beautiful acoustics, producers today rely on hardware to infuse digital recordings with analog warmth. Now, we're packing all of that into Logic Pro with a new plugin we call Chroma Glow. We use machine learning to model that sound in amazing detail. And with the power of M4, iPad Pro users
you
can leverage it across
an analog sound with AI.
Just like a world-class recording studio.
Don't use hardware
Finally,
for this.
Let's talk remixing. When a producer wants to sample just drums or only vocals, but doesn't have the original tracks or stems, Logic Pro provides a great solution. We call it Stem Splitter.
Karaoke.
It takes any recording and quickly extracts four distinct parts for voice, bass, drums, and other instruments.
Oh, this is really cool.
And with the Power Note 4, it all happens on device, super fast, so you can get on with remixing your song. So that's Logic
Pro
2.
Yeah.
Faster and more intelligent than ever. Back to you, John.
Another feature of iPad Pro that makes apps so powerful are great cameras and microphones, which enable users to shoot, edit, and share all in one device. When creating a project in Final Cut Pro, users can capture detailed 4K ProRes video using the 12-megapixel back camera and rich audio from four studio-quality mics. iPad Pro also includes the LiDAR scanner, which makes AR experiences faster and more stable. And a new adaptive True Tone flash that makes document scanning on the new Pro better than ever. We've all had the experience of trying to scan a document in certain lighting conditions where it's hard to avoid casting a shadow.
Who hasn't?
The new Pro solves this problem. It uses AI to automatically detect documents like forms and receipts. If shadows are in the way, it instantly takes multiple photos with the new adaptive flash. The frames are stitched together, and the result is a dramatically better scan. And because this feature is built into iPadOS, it comes to the camera app, files, notes, and third-party apps too.
It's pretty cool.
Finally, we have big news for the front-facing camera. The 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera moves from the portrait to the landscape edge, just like iPad Air. This is also the new home for Face ID and a completely new charging and pairing system for Apple Pencil.
Oh, they're putting it on the top now.
The amazing accessories that work with
iPad Hallelujah.
Make it even more versatile.
And that is the most confusing thing.
To complement the incredible thin and light design of the new iPad Pro, we're introducing an all-new Magic Keyboard.
Yeah, of course
this
we are.
This is the new Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro. It's been completely redesigned to be much thinner and even lighter. Opening it reveals the magic floating design
looks
that
like
users love.
Also
it comes
metal,
in two
isn't
colors
it?
That perfectly match the new Pro.
Yeah, it looks like
and
it.
It's loaded with great new features. First, it now includes a function row for quick access to convenient controls like screen brightness. It also has a gorgeous aluminum palm rest and a larger trackpad that's even more responsive with haptic feedback.
This is scaring all us Mac
users
big time.
The entire experience feels just like using a MacBook. The incredible new Magic Keyboard makes the new Pro more portable and versatile than ever. Now, let's talk about the most beloved accessory for iPad Pro, and that's Apple Pencil. Apple Pencil has been a game changer for users to express their ideas and creativity. It's loaded with all these advanced features that are simply a joy to use. Today, we're introducing an entirely new Apple Pencil. And here it is.
It's the Tandem Pencil 3X. XDR. Ooh, we're inside. Watch out, here comes the tip. Oh!
Introducing Apple Pencil Pro. It takes the pencil experience to a whole new level. And to tell you more, here's Leslie.
It draws all that automatically.
It auto-sketches?
Auto-sketch. The new Apple Pencil Pro with auto-sketch.
Today, we're giving all those users who love Apple Pencil even more magical capabilities. To start, we added a new sensor in the barrel of the pencil to enable new interactions. So now, for example, you can just squeeze it to bring up a new tool palette. And when you squeeze the pencil, a haptic engine delivers precise feedback that you can feel.
Oh, they have haptics.
A gyroscope allows you to roll the pencil for precise control of the tool you're using.
I want them to
like
call
changing
it
the
just squeeze it
of a shaped pen or brush.
New, just squeeze it.
If you ever
that's cool. Did you see that?
Pro, yeah,
you can easily locate it since it now supports Find My. And of course, it pairs, charges, and stores magnetically on the side of iPad Pro.
The side.
With all these new features,
not the top,
Apple Pencil Pro allows you to bring your ideas to life like never before. And developers can also create their own custom interactions. Here's James Kuda, the CEO of Procreate, to show you some of the amazing things.
You know, I think all that invitation stuff was in Procreate. It sure looked like it.
Yeah, it did look like it.
Yeah.
We believe art is for everyone.
It takes
desire to create is part of what makes us human. The day the iPad was announced, we founded Procreate because we could see its incredible potential for creativity. Apple Pencil was a breakthrough for artists, and now Apple Pencil Pro completely transforms the painting experience in Procreate. With Barrel Roll, we can create brushes that respond in entirely new ways. Artists can roll to automatically change size, introduce color, and much more. With Apple Pencil Squeeze, you can target actions without even touching
the screen.
Apple
Pencil Squeeze, they are going to call it Squeeze.
With all of your favorite brushes.
Just squeeze it.
Or you can hover over your canvas and simply squeeze to select the layer that you wish to work on.
They're pushing the squeeze.
On even the most complex projects. And when you're moving and transforming objects on your canvas, haptic feedback gives you the confidence that your objects are snapped perfectly.
I think that's really cool.
I like haptic for
seeing. Yeah. Devices are amazing for drawing and painting in Procreate. And we can really take advantage of all that precision and performance when we're ready to animate in Procreate Dreams. In Procreate Dreams, we've taken Barrel Roll even further. With performing, you can create animations.
Squeeze and Barrel Roll.
Interactions.
It's a real barn burner of a pencil.
Now you can move and rotate your object at the same time and really stay in the moment.
That's
wild. And thanks to all the power of M4, we're able to introduce new, computationally intense effects like lens blur for creating realistic bokeh and camera focus animations. On this new iPad Pro, we're seeing a 50% improvement in performance, unlocking capability that was just not possible before. Hundreds of tracks and all of your changes happening in real time. Incredible advancements like these inspire us to continue to build tools that amplify the creativity within all of us.
Back now to I'm going to go take a nap on that sofa.
The new version of Procreate looks amazing. And we can't wait to see all the other apps that will take advantage of these powerful new capabilities.
Please, yeah,
make them
have some more.
The new Apple Pencil Pro, with its incredible
double tap,
new
barrel
features,
roll, squeeze,
it begins a
find
whole
my
new era
haptic
of creativity
feedback
on iPad.
And
now
hover.
Back to John.
Nice, very nice.
The new features
when can we
in
get
Apple
this
Pencil
thing?
Pro are
and how much?
Revolutionary. And we're also excited that Apple Pencil Pro works with the new iPad Air as well, giving Air users yet another Pro feature to push their creativity. That means Air and Pro users have two pencil models to choose from. So that's the new iPad Pro. It features the breakthrough Ultra Retina XDR display.
2 terabyte
the
storage.
The next level
so
performance of M4.
Increase.
Fast 5G cellular and a landscape front-facing camera. All in a jaw-dropping, incredibly thin and light design. That's the thinnest
Apple
product.
That's not all
ever.
That's jaw-dropping.
This is the iPad we've always dreamed of making. The new iPad Pro comes with double the storage, which is now 256 gigabytes. The 11-inch model starts at $999. And the 13-inch model starts at $1,299.
Okay,
the new
so
Magic
it's
Keyboard
14.
For iPad Pro is $299 and $349. And the new Apple
more,
Pencil
right?
Pro is just $129. An amazing value for such an incredible
price,
device.
Right?
Yeah,
customers can order the new iPad Pro, Magic Keyboard, and Apple Pencil Pro today, and they'll be available next week. Today, we're also making iPad 10th generation even more affordable. It's now just $349.
Very good.
A great entry point into the iPad lineup. We couldn't be more excited about today's announcements. They take iPad further.
They must
than
not
ever.
See the mini sell, but now, everybody I know loves the mini. So this is pushing it really into the Mac space. I mean, there's just no question.
We're absolutely, especially with the way it looks. On top of the performance?
A more affordable entry-level iPad with
did
an
he say the
design.
Price for the 12,
the
13?
New iPad Air. Available for the first time in 2011.
They only said the 11.
Was $999, the 12, or the 13 was $1,299.
All new iPad Pro.
Really?
Starts at $1,299,
yeah. And of course, the small but mighty iPad Mini.
That's really good.
This is the strongest iPad lineup we've ever had. It's the best in the industry by far. With these new iPads and the introduction of the powerful M4 chip, the big upgrades to Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro for iPad, along with the new Apple Pencil Pro and new Magic Keyboard, it truly is the biggest
day for iPads. 2 terabytes brings it up to $22.99.
From consumers,
it's $1,000 more than the base
iPad
model.
iPad enables people to take their
as usual,
ideas,
Apple really...
their work, and their creativity to new heights.
Maybe I'll save some money and go with 1 terabyte.
Do with these incredible new iPads, and we look forward to seeing you next month at WWDC. Where we'll talk about the future of our platforms and share some exciting details about what's to come. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.
It was pretty short, 38 minutes. They started a little late, so I guess 35 minutes. Nothing's too surprising.
No. Everything we expected. I think the name of the Apple Pencil, calling it the Apple Pencil Pro, that was
interesting.
Yeah. The fact that the, now I'm forgetting what it was.
The regular pencil
on the Pro,
now
the front-facing camera moving to the landscape location was interesting. And the design of the new Magic Keyboard, making it look even more like a Mac, when you have both of those is fascinating as well. Plus, some stage time for Final Cut Pro 2 and Logic Pro 2. Or I should say, Final Cut Pro for iPad 2 and Logic Pro for iPad 2. Though that was really interesting, including the live multicam feature, which lets you connect different iPhones and iPads to one iPad that you're kind of using as the production cut. That is exciting stuff that will be interesting to see what people do with it.
Sorry, I'm ordering. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
You know, an interesting thing, the keyboard is grayed out. I can't get the Magic Keyboard, so I don't know if that's... I don't think that's available yet. Or maybe I've done something... Oh, I see. I have to press save. There you go. I hadn't saved my engraving. Now I can get the keyboard. And I'll get that in black.
So you'll be getting the 12-point-something-something, the 13-inch iPad Pro in the 1 terabyte model?
I think, it's very expensive when you go to 4 terabytes. It adds $1,000 over the base.
It's just, I don't see there being, I mean, how often are you doing, but here's the thing. And here's where this might make more sense for you is that you've got those huge images that you take. And if you could have those
locally, I need the storage
on the iPad, to be able to do the editing of them, that might make more sense.
I don't know.
But at the same time, as we showed over the weekend on Ask the Tech Guys, you don't necessarily have to have them all stored locally on your device. You can just do them as you're editing them. And of course, you can also, because it's USB-C, plug in an external hard drive and edit from that as well.
May 15th for delivery on a 13-inch with Wi-Fi plus cellular. I didn't get the Nano Glass.
I'll leave
that to Alex Lindsay. Because if that's anything like the Nano screen on the XDR,
it's
fragile, right?
It, not only is it fragile, but it does have an impact on the brightness of the display.
Yeah, yeah.
Has been what I have heard from people who've ended up returning theirs. At least three people I know who went Nano texture and then said, no, not for me.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see it come to the iPad. It's definitely, you know, entering a reference display area. But also cool to see that due to the size of that 13-inch iPad Pro, it is the thinnest Apple product that Apple has ever made. And so it's bound to be quite nice in the hand. We saw, or rather heard, lots of mentions of AI as we talked about the M4 chip.
Not as much as I expected, though, you know?
Yeah. I think that's because WWDC is going to be where...
That's going to be the AI one, huh?
Yeah, we'll really hear more about it there and see. We only saw a hint of some of the new features that AI makes possible. I think the real introduction is going to be at WWDC, where we'll see the operating system leverage that M4 chip. Also, very cool to see the way that they pulled off the OLED display in the iPad Pro. They said, look, we made an OLED display and it wasn't bright enough for what we wanted. So we decided to use two OLED screens together called a tandem OLED.
Yeah.
And that provided what they then were able to term the Ultra Retina XDR, which comes to both the 11-inch and the 13-inch iPad Pros.
What they really haven't solved, though, and everybody's saying this in our Discord as well, is this issue of this is an amazing piece of hardware that just doesn't have software that justifies it. Anthony Nielsen, our own editor and AI guy, says, I've yet to tax my M1 iPad Pro. I'm in the same boat as you, Anthony. I never upgraded to the M2. And so you've got all this power. I guess a screen, everybody benefits from a better looking screen. And
yeah,
for photographers, you know, and or videographers, you know, this is definitely a piece of hardware you might want. I'll be very curious to see if people move their Final Cut workflow over to an iPad.
I know of a few, and this is the thing that I was talking about earlier. I think that we don't exist in or have as many connections to that YouTube creator space.
Yeah, maybe that's who this is for, yeah.
And I do hear from a number of them. Stephen Robles is a great example.
Yeah.
Christopher Lawley.
That's right.
Matthew Casanelli.
I think Jason Snell also does his podcast editing on an iPad.
Yeah, he will sometimes do his podcast editing there.
Yeah.
Many of them use the iPad for video editing and have, it works perfectly great for them. I can't remember to whom I was speaking, but there was a time whenever I still had an Intel Mac and I would do my exporting of video on the iPad because
it was so slow
because it was, it was much faster to do it that way.
Yeah.
But I think really they decided to do this right now to get the hardware out there. But I think what's really going to push the sale of this and future devices is that people are going to see what the M4 enables in terms of AI. And I think that that is where you're going to see even more people going, okay, well, I guess I've got to get it because I need to be able to do the generative AI stuff that Apple is showing off.
Yes, you're exactly right. I mean, that's, they showed a little bit of stuff with AI, things like pretty impressive dropping out the background in a video as it's moving.
Yeah, that was cool. Final Cut apparently being able to isolate a subject.
Yeah.
And not with a green screen, which,
just like that.
Concrete
screen in this case, but not exactly a uniform.
Exactly,
And
then also some of the third-party apps that have artificial intelligence features built in, including, of course, Pixelmator. I use the AI photo optimizer regularly, and it works great.
Yeah.
But yeah. We saw, again, with Final Cut Pro for iPad 2, getting those new features, as well as Logic Pro 2, the stem splitting, I think is what they called it, which is where you can kind of record a session, and then you bring that session into Logic Pro 2, and it will, in theory, automatically separate out the vocals, and then the kind of background tracks.
The bass and the drums.
Yeah,
which... I think we'll have to hear it to see how good it is. Of course, exactly. Apple's karaoke feature on Apple Music, in theory, does that. And does a decent job, but not great. Better, I guess, than we used to do by switching the phase on our turntable arms. But still, AI, I think, could probably do a much better job. So that's one of the first things we'll try out on the new iPad. I get it Wednesday, so we'll be able to review it on Ask the Tech Guys a week from Sunday. So
very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get the pencil as well?
Yeah, why not?
Good.
And
good,
the keyboard.
I'm most curious about
and
this.
And it costs more than the laptop.
Yay!
I can't really justify it. I think it's a luxury item, but I think this is where Apple is, and I don't want to carry water for their marketing arm, but I have to say, this is where Apple's making a device that is kind of a magical device of the future. You know, I remember reading William Gibson's Neuromancer, and there was it was all beat up computer, I guess. They called it a desk, I think, that was all beat up, but had everything on it and could do all these things. And I kind of think that for computer users, especially those who read sci-fi like me, there's always been this thought it would be really cool to have this ultra-portable, always-connected device that could do everything. And I really feel like that's what Apple's trying to create. That's not exactly what a laptop is. It's something more magical than that. And that's really the space that iPad increasingly fills. I hate to use the word magical because I know it's an Apple marketing term, but I think that's what they've created. And unfortunately, again, when you buy it, you're buying it kind of with the supposition that someday down the road, software will take advantage of all this power and utility. And it's a bet that I've lost every time up to now. but it feels like they are creating, in somewhat similar to the Vision Pro, something that aims at the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the future is not here yet exactly, but boy, when it is, Apple will be there with a device. I feel like that's where they're going with this.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of exciting. We will, of course, adjourn, but come back once again at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for Mac Break Weekly. Micah will join me, as will Andy Iannocco. Jason Snell's mysteriously disappearing, but as is Alex, oddly enough. But we will have, I'm very glad to say, Micah filling in for one and Doc Rock filling in for the other. So it should be a very interesting Mac Break Weekly coming up later today as we've digested it. I'm looking at people and in the Discord, and some people are shopping. Joe says he's buying one, but he uses it. He says a lot for photo editing, and he says it'll easily be the best screen I own. That alone is worth the price, and I think I have to agree with him that this is the ultimate video and photo editing device. It looks like it might be a pretty good music device too. So there, and that's all because Apple's keeping the Pro software up to date for the iPad, but I guess Procreate too, but. I'm not an artist. I wish I were. I always wish
too.
I could draw.
And by the way, if you are club members, stick around because you can watch iOS Today here in an hour and 10 minutes. So
great.
You'll also be able to tune in and watch that.
I'm sure you'll have something to say about it as well. And really, the other shoe comes with WWDC in a month when Apple starts talking about iPad OS 18 and iOS 18, which will be a lot more of the AI stuff. And that may be the thing that, you know, people who buy this iPad look at and say, oh, maybe maybe this is the right iPad for what they're doing with AI. We'll see. You know, we will, of course, cover WWDC in the same exact way. Thank you, Micah Sargent, for joining me this early morning. It's not really an event. Viewing party for Apple's 2024, May 2024 iPad announcements. Nothing we didn't expect, everything we did expect. And I think a pretty compelling package for people who are iPad users. You agree?
I agree. I think for those who really like iPads, they will be very happy with the options. And I know I've already seen several people, including Rosemary Orchard, who they are fine with their iPads, but these new accessories are really calling their name. So we've got Rosemary, for example, picked up the little spoiler, the Apple Pencil and the Magic Keyboard. So,
all right. Well, you decide what you need, and I'll run it by the boss to make sure that we can afford it.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And thank you to your support. For those of you who are members of the club, we appreciate you, each and every one.
If, you know, if 100 of you join the club who aren't yet members, Micah
good.
Could buy one of these.
Exactly. Thanks so much for your time. We're happy to be here early in the morning for this event. Bye-bye.
The sun is a little blinding. See you later. Bye-bye.